On to item number nine. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. We have Congressman Mark Amaday here to provide and discuss with the board updates regarding Congress and other public issues. Welcome, Congressman.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Story County Commission members, for your record, I'm Mark Amaday, representing Nevada's original Congressional District 2. Thank you for making some space on your agenda today. I will endeavor to be brief because I know your time is valuable, but if there are any questions on anything that I don't cover or any questions that have been given rise to by what I presented to you here today, please feel free, since it's your meeting, to go ahead and fire away. First of all, I want to start out with a report on our community project funding. Last year, Story County competed successfully for about $2.5 million to update your water main delivery system in the Gold Hill area. This year, I'm happy to report that you have successfully completed or competed for $1 million for the Divide water line replacement program. So while it's not sex and violence or anything that's going to make the evening news, it's doing the business that all municipalities have to do. And while your budget is much bigger than that, we're happy to play a small role in helping things move along here on the Comstock regarding your utility stuff. I also want to give you an update, since there's a few people that are interested in post office issues. You know, who can imagine that sort of stuff? But the distribution center debacle that had been threatened by the post office nationally to move the Reno distribution center 140 miles west of West Sacramento, whereby all mail in northern Nevada, obviously including Story County, would be taken to Reno, not sorted in any way, shape, or form, and shipped over the hill to be sorted and then sent back to those Nevada addressees for the mail that had Nevada addresses. I am happy to report it's ongoing. It isn't over yet, but there will be no changes to any sorting, mail delivery, anything like that for the rest of this year, obviously, which affects the election. But also, I wanted to let you know that by virtue of my chairmanship last year on the legislative branch subcommittee of appropriations, we have the budget for the Congressional Accounting Office. That's the Comptroller General. Those are the accountants. Those are the bean counters. When this stuff all surfaced with the Postmaster General, I called the Comptroller General and said, I want you to audit the whole plan. And I didn't do that to start. I did that because we had tried to say, you know, what's going on here? What's the justification? How's this going to work in terms of delivery times? And then also just in terms of how you handle the mail now that it's going to be sorted in a different state. We didn't get any answers. I mean, we got answers, but we didn't get any answers of substance. Almost kind of reminds you of the old thing on the playground, because I said so. And so called the Comptroller General, said, would you please do a formal audit? We expect that to be done in 3 months from now. It's been going on for about six. Good sign is when they got a little ways into it, they said, would you send us a letter asking us to audit the whole plan, not just the Reno area, the Reno Sacramento thing, which I don't think is going to make the results of that stronger. But anyhow, needless to say, that fight is far from over. But I can tell you personally that as long as I have the responsibility for representing this district, that's one of those things where you either have to win or be carried out on your shield. Now, those aren't great political terms, but it's one of those kind of fight to the death things where you go, I'm all for making the post office more efficient. I'm all for making sure that they continue their mission in a healthy manner. I'll just tell you that all the information available so far indicates that this is not a way that they're going to save money. Sending it 140 miles away, and here's the one that really gets their attention, and I know nobody in this room's been elected, but the question was asked, well, since Nevada's a mail-in state, who has control over those ballots if something happens when they're in California in transit? deafening silence. And oh, by the way, that question was asked for the first time about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, and we still have no answer. Just like, well, we're the post office, we'll handle it. Interesting that just yesterday, there was a problem on Interstate 80, which closed it down both directions. So it's not just about the Sierras or 80 in the wintertime. It's like stuff happens on a major interstate with tons of traffic any time of the year, any time of the day. And so, yeah, that's one of those things that I think got everybody's attention, and the post office hasn't come up with an idea. I don't want to leave the commission or anybody in the room with the opinion that the post office are evil folks and blah, 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 blah. They need to get more efficient. They are in financial trouble. But saying, basically, we're going to try to make this like a mini FedEx for mail delivery and non-parcel stuff isn't going to make them well. And I think when the Comptroller General issues their report, you're going to find that it's not going to be complimentary, and that will provide an objective opinion for why they need to go back to the drawing board and put this thing on suspension. Interesting irony. Interstate 80 was closed yesterday because there was a problem extinguishing a fire with an electric vehicle. Part of the post office's plan that has been put on hold was to convert the whole fleet to electric vehicles. And the problem comes when you're like, well, how do you extinguish those things? I'm sure your public safety folks have a better idea of that than I do. However, there's still some more homework, if you will, that needs to be done before you start changing all of those sorts of things. I want to switch now for a minute to status of lands bills, because while there's, I don't think there's anything in there that directly affects Story County, there is the indirectly, because the Northern Nevada Economic Development Package creates another, if you will, TRI-2 in Fernley, which will be adjacent to Story County, just east of the existing development. We expect that bill to be passed out of House Natural Resources Committee the first or second week of next month. When we go back on January 9th. And the reason I tell you that will set up a dynamic. There are two lands bills in the Senate. One is the update of SNPLMA in Clark County. The other one is the one that Senator Rosen has drafted for Washoe County. It will be stronger for our bill if there is something that comes out of the Senate in a public land sense that we can now go, okay, here's ours. We'll take yours. Let's get it done. We have experienced difficulty in getting stuff through the Senate. We had to fight like cats and dogs over 2.5 Congresses just to expand NAS Fallon for national defense training purposes for naval aviators and for SEALs. And so, not that there aren't solutions there. I think it would be a stronger position for us, but we're going forward either way to dig in and make sure that we get that done. I will tell you that there is, it will be a challenge if they pass the Washoe one, because quite frankly, there's a 40-to-1 ratio on public works type of lands set asides. And I can tell you our bill, we had trouble in the Fallon one because the wilderness component in the House that was at 4-to-1, which by the way, I don't think is irresponsible in the least, but We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But we think we've got things pretty well squared away in the House. As of April, through no fault of my own, I like to say, I found myself as chairman of the subcommittee on Homeland Security of the 12 appropriations subcommittees. This is one of them. It's the fifth largest footprint, dollars and cents, jurisdiction-wise. We have jurisdiction over FEMA, Border Patrol, ICE, Secret Service. Some of you may have heard of that recently, as well as the Coast Guard, to name a few of those agencies. Those have provided us with the ability to have a direct impact on how the appropriations process goes on things like the border, ICE. I just spent a couple of days in the border sector in San Diego, which right now is the largest one in terms of influx. It fluctuates between Texas. Yuma was tops for a while. Right now it's San Diego, San Ysidro, to see what the Coast Guard mission is in terms of the coastline there regarding border security, as well as the border patrol. I think puts us in a stronger position when we're writing the appropriations bill, which starts here in earnest pretty quick, to put us in the best possible position regarding how we try to get the policy right to have a responsible policy. One of the benefits of being the chair is 3 weeks ago, one of the agencies is CISA, which handles cybersecurity for non-defense applications. So that's your power grid, that's your sewer system, that's your airlines, all the stuff you may have heard of. There was a hack into MGM's computers a couple months ago where these folks tried to hold the whoever system they hacked into hostage unless they pay the ransom. Then we're going to keep messing up your website and your computer operations. So we basically had Director Easterly, who runs the entire agency, brought her team out to Nevada, where we met with public safety folks, utility folks, emergency responding folks at the state and local levels, to make sure that whatever the issues are that are unique to Nevada, that they've had some face time. I say that to say this: if there are issues that are a concern in Story County regarding those civilian applications, whether they be utility, public safety, fusion centers for response, FEMA related, any of that other sort of stuff, please let us know so we can put you in direct contact with whoever those folks are who can answer those questions, or we can fashion whatever the whatever solutions are appropriate regarding your jurisdiction and this area, or in Western Nevada, whatever the case may be. With that, I think I will slow down to a stop for questions from the commission or anybody else. And thank you once again for making some time on your calendar.
Appreciate it, Congressman. Thank you very much. Commissioner Yeoman, do you have any questions for Congressman Amadei?
I do not. Just a hello, Congressman. Thanks for all the support.
Indeed. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any specific questions. Just want to share my thanks for making the trip up here, and for your staff. They're always responsive when we have something, and you are as well. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's what you pay us for.
Indeed. Truly appreciate the effort and the explanation regarding what's going on related to Story County.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.